Where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring and Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 in Spring and Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Ready to transform your body and change your life? Let Blue River CrossFit Racine help you build a healthier lifestyle. Blue River centers everything around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun. They also offer separate classes for kids and teens. This isn't just a gym, it's a like-minded community that's got your back. Getting started is easy. Visit Blue River CrossFit at 3801 Blue River Avenue in Racine or online at BlueRiverCrossFit.com.
Brewers win it 7-1. Finish off a 3-3 homestand against some tough American League East competition. And before we get you some highlights here on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold. With a huge video wall seating for over 200 and expanded food menu and more, the new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. Don't miss it. Opening is Friday. Josh Maurer back with you. They've closed the roof already, so we're back indoors at American Family Field on this gorgeous Wednesday. The first game all season played with that roof open, and the highlights are brought to you by Prevea Health, led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Pitching matchup today for the rubber match of this series, Colin Ray for the crew, Zach Eflin, veteran right-hander for Tampa. And we were scoreless through the first 2.5 innings. Colin Ray stranded 3 runners on base over the first 2, then got a double play in the top of the third. In the bottom of the third, the Brewers got their first 2 base runners on a back-to-back hits to lead off from Bryce Durang and Oliver Dunn. But then 2 outs later, they were still on first and second for William Contreras. 0-1 pitch. Line drive down the left field line, a fair ball. That hits the grass. It's rolling all the way to the wall. Scoring from second, Durang getting a wave around third is Dunn. Here's the relay to the plate, not in time. Contreras delivers. It's a 2-run double. And Milwaukee strikes first. They take a 2-0 lead in the third. William Contreras, I read a stat after that, was 8-for-16 this season with runners in scoring position and 2 out after that 2-run double. Is that incredible or what? And Colin Ray was making that lead hold up through the fourth. Stranded a couple with a strikeout. Stranded a man in the fifth at second base with a flyout. And then in the sixth, Willie Adames made his second error of the game to lead off the inning, but Ray got the next 2 out. Ahmed Rosario, who reached on that error, was at third. And on his 99th pitch of the outing, here's how Colin ended his day.
1-2 pitch. Hit in the air to left. Playable, though. Moving over to his left to make the catch is Jake Bowers. And Colin Ray through 6 shutout innings here this afternoon at American Family Field.
99 pitches, just 4 hits allowed for Colin Ray. He would improve to 3-0 with the victory. It was 2-0 as he exited the mound there, but then with 1 out in the bottom of the 6th, Willie Adames stepped up against Eflin.
3-2 to Adames. High fly ball out to right center field. Racing back is Arozarena at the track wall. It is gone! Willy Adames sends one out for the second consecutive day. A solo shot. The Brewers on top 3-0.
Willie wasn't done in the next inning against reliever Erasmo Ramirez. The Brewers got a run quickly. Oliver Dunn singled and Blake Perkins doubled him home to make it a 4-0 game. And then with one out, William Contreras walked. So Perkins and Contreras were aboard and it was Adames set to strike. In the 0-1, hit in the air to center. Backing up on it is Arozarena, still back onto the track towards the wall. Leaps up. Goodbye. Three-run home run, Willy Adames, who's gone deep in back-to-back innings. Another four-run batted in game against the Rays for Willy. And it is broken open for the crew in the seventh. Four runs are home. They lead this game 7-0. 7-1 would be the final score. Adames, 8 RBI over the final two games of this series win. So the Brewers start May the way that most of March and April went, in the win column. And we'll get you ready for a game at Wrigley on Friday afternoon when we come back to wrap up the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
They are headed off on the road for the next six. Following an off day on Thursday, they start a big three-game series against Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. Welcome back here to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. Let's go down on the farm, shall we, and take a look at what's happening in the minor leagues for the crew, brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. You can stop by for all of your lawn and garden needs like fertilizer, gardening supplies, lawn mowers, and so much more. Or shop online at farmandfleet.com. Later tonight, it'll be Biloxi, the AA affiliate at Tennessee. Biloxi is going to get a start from Bradley Blaylock. That's a name to keep an eye on. Right-handed pitcher. He came back in the Luis Urias trade at the deadline last year. Blaylock, thus far at AA, 3-1, and get out the microscope. A 1.35 earned run average for Bradley Blaylock. And with the pitching injuries, the Brewers, they're looking at which kind of arms they have that can be effective down at the upper levels of the minor leagues. Maybe Blaylock is one of those to keep an eye on. Well, we remind you that Friday we're on the air at 12:45 for the On Deck Show built by Menards. First pitch, 1:20. Brewers and Cubs for the first time this season. Should be fun. And unfortunately, it's not the Pat Murphy versus Craig Counsell managerial matchup we expected. One more game on that suspension for Murph, and so it'll be Ricky Weeks running the show. If you're curious, Ricky had his first game as the acting manager today. The win officially goes on to Pat Murphy's ledger. Joe Ross gets the ball for the crew in the series opener. Cubs have two more games at Citi Field against the Mets before that, so they have not yet announced their pitching plans for the weekend. Until then, we hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday and Thursday, and we'll talk to you Friday afternoon. For Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, I'm Josh Maurer saying so long from American Family Field. Once again, the final score, Milwaukee 7 and Tampa Bay 1. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
To that one, Dom. Yeah, maybe weird. It was the fact it was right at the entry point. Yeah. So, you know, I did a little flag shopping, or at least perused. He was a nice guy, not from here, vendor. He's deadheading around. Met some nice, immaculate lawn people. and then a few that didn't strike me as having immaculate lawns, perhaps. A car on blocks. You know the sort. Yeah. I got some neighbors up north. They got some cars on blocks. You know, they got most of that yard covered.
Certainly. Well, you know, they're going to get to it sooner or later. That's why it's on the blocks, man. I'm very busy and have lots of mechanicking to do. So we'll just set it over there for a while. We'll get to it later.
Here's one interesting part. You know, you expect cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I think that's what people, those of us, and I wouldn't throw myself in the bubble, but I got some elitist friends, liberals, you know who you are. You live in the bubble, whether it's on the coast or whether it's here in the state of Wisconsin, perhaps, in Madison, let's say.
What do you mean by that? Well, the bubble. Help me understand. This seems like you're kind of broad brushing.
Dom, that's because you live within the bubble. You're a bubble boy.
I live in the bubble. Okay, tell me more about my bubble. I'd love to hear more about me.
When's the last time you hung out with Enders? I mean, I know you got Trumpster friends, but the vast majority of them, I would suspect, are not. And you do have some Trumpster family, because I know you do. But I'm just saying, the people you choose to make most of your associations with, I partied with your friends group. You got some liberals in there. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Preponderance of liberals.
But that makes it a bubble because, you know, as mentioned, we have Trumpster friends and Trumpster family. So.
Do you have to be both a contrarian and a bubble burster? Can I not just tell a son of
because you're telling
story?
Me, you're telling me your story is the bubble. And I right off the bat, I have an issue with that.
I think you've completely lost sense of what the story was about, and you made it about you.
Do people,
so please, you continue the story.
Do you see
the reason I made it about me is because I'm making it about me because I don't want to assume anybody else. What I do know about my lifestyle and my experiences and my social group, I understand that part. I don't know what other people say. You're telling me that I, like some of these other folks, perhaps I live in the leftist bubble, the progressive bubble. Is that what you're telling me?
Outstanding of that,
to a degree.
We kind of talk about what
I'm
happened in Waukesha
and stating
this
aloud directly
that
that's what I was
putting
saying.
On an event,
yes,
kind of
yes,
a,
that's
a tit for tat, if you will.
I stand by
and
the
right.
Kind of,
I think
you put these two events together where you had the Democrats
regard.
This morning coming
but please
out.
Please continue. Tell me more about your assumptions of my bubble and other people's bubble.
10 minutes in and out. And then he comes, and it's an hour
When's
and a half.
When's the last time
of,
you hung out at
you
the
name
Trumpster
it.
Bar?
Yeah, whatever the issue is, he's got it on his agenda.
I don't know.
So it's, again, it's an interesting contrast
know
what, in how
what kind of
campaigns
bars
are going
to
be
I'm
run.
Into when well, I walk into them, unless there's the Trump flags hanging up or the Confederate flag.
Hey, are we here to party fun time, or do we want some
well,
adults running government?
For me, it was last Saturday night.
It has that feeling to me every time I listen to President Biden speak.
Clear and obvious evidence in the bar.
Even this morning, very brief press conference, but it was
they were
about they actual were marking policies. Their territory. It was about, you know, speaking to Wisconsin voters versus I'm just going to throw out a bunch of applause lines with no real articulation of any forward-looking vision for the country, Wisconsin, or anything of the sort.
Not much action in ballgames. So
it's strange to me that the comparison is being can be so starkly drawn. Now, were you at the Trump presser this morning, Stuart?
And so many never broad brush or stereotype or do any of that.
Kind of do some follow up on that.
Many of my
liberal friends, and I think you've been able to play some of that.
Yeah, we did. One of the interesting points that I think bears mentioning here: under Donald Trump, Wisconsin lost over 83,000 jobs. He promised to bring 13,000 high-tech manufacturing jobs to Racine County. That never happened.
It's being crazy.
In contrast, that with President Biden,
it doesn't jump
who's
out
added
at you.
To the balance sheet 177,000 jobs in Wisconsin,
did I have an
over
exclusive
20,000 manufacturing jobs.
With my pillow CEO,
did President Trump
declared
talk
crackhead,
at all
former crackhead,
about
former
supporting
crackhead.
The middle
Mike
class
Lindell.
Or job growth
to bring that
here
for
in the state of Wisconsin?
In the big show today, I've got Mike Lindell
on.
And
that Marine and the contract that he acquired for them. I think it's always tough and I think the population knows this. The electorate knows
you know,
this,
I would,
that it's tough
only
to talk
when
about job
talking.
Numbers at this point, given what we've gone through with COVID.
No. Like when I ask him on specific
telling you how many jobs they created,
I did ask
you've also got the Trump campaign telling you, well, we had COVID. And then
that Confederate flag dancing on it, it was blown in the breeze. But
it's a tough
when
kind of
I
go between both campaigns to kind of point that out. But I think the electric
some of what he said made a lot of sense.
That. Population went
you know, there's
COVID
a lot of personal
knew
animus between him and Robin Foss.
And they knew people that
I
got
some,
their jobs back.
I got some
so
breaking
kind of
news. I broke this news to the Washington
point,
Post.
Today. Other
they asked me if I was putting it on social media. I said, if the Wi-Fi worked, I would.
I know, and having a job is the ultimate. But
could not get on the
board.
No, oh, God.
Anything about unions, I don't think if you want to talk about the fact that perhaps you can argue about job creation numbers, I don't think
the
you
game
can
time
about the fact that President Biden has been decidedly
center
pro-union,
and,
literally standing shoulder to shoulder with the United Auto Workers
big
back when they were on strike.
Teeth.
President Trump addressed organized labor and unions
well,
at all during his speech.
Not
in this one. I haven't heard him talking in recent speeches about the Michigan auto workers and some of their opposition to the electric vehicle mandates.
Might
but
be
nothing
the
at this
one
point, and that doesn't speak to, I guess, growing jobs. But
the crazy is strong with
the
that
kind
one
of jobs is what
I mean. He's a partisan.
About.
He's all.
But
in.
I don't know that we're looking at EV mandates here in the state of Wisconsin, or that anybody's advocating that we wipe out classic or traditional UAW auto manufacturing jobs.
Well, you would agree, though, that there's been a lot of money funneled in for that specific purpose from the government.
For what the.
Just to put it, pushing forward electric vehicles, giving them incentives for batteries,
right.
And
there's
again,
lots and lots of tax incentives for lots and lots of things, including one of the largest corporate tax breaks ever in modern American history, put into place by Donald Trump during his initial term in 2016 to 2020. I call that a pretty big tax credit or a tax break. Certainly, I think no one would disagree with the idea that facing some of the conservation challenges we have in the state, looking at various options or alternatives to fossil fuel energy is crucial. Overall sense of does this help Donald Trump move the needle at all in the state?
I guess I'll answer that in a second, but just it might be interesting tonight to watch him in Michigan to see if he does bring up the auto workers and if he has anything to say about that issue, because it's something that may be more relevant to them. And we've talked about this before. The most interesting voter out there for me is the Obama-Trump voter.
Right.
There are people that voted for Obama, that voted for Trump, and I think it's appealing to them figuring out how to get them onto your side and how.
We've got to leave it there. That is Stuart J. Waddles, reporter for Southeastern Wisconsin with Civic Media. My thanks to Stuart.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheese Ball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to tell you about a very special guest I've got lined up for tomorrow. I have Liana Fix from the Council on Foreign Relations tomorrow. It's going to be part of a number of episodes and guests that I'm going to have to do a bit of reflection on the complexities of foreign policy. This is much more complicated than I think many of us may understand or appreciate. And we'll begin that discussion tomorrow with Ms. Fix from the Council on Foreign Relations. Very much looking forward to that. I also want to give a bit of a clarification. I talked yesterday at length, and then I'm going to go to the phones. I talked yesterday at length about former Attorney General Bill Barr. I talked a bit about what is known as Iraqgate. I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of the detail here. I may do so on a later episode, but I wanted to make this very clear. No one was ever prosecuted for Iraqgate. Internal investigations that did proceed under President Clinton did not find evidence of criminal wrongdoing. The allegations largely surround what was called the Commodity Credit Corporation program run by the Department of Agriculture, which issued credits to nations for the purchase of U.S. agricultural products. It was within this somewhat Byzantine complex structure that allegations were made that effectively money was being funneled to Iraq to buy chemical weapons and other biological weapons that were then deployed in Iraq. Of course, that relationship, that friendly relationship between Saddam Hussein and the United States, everybody remembers the infamous picture of George H.W. Bush shaking hands with Saddam. That all ended with Iraq's invasion of Kuwait in 1990. It is also incredibly important to point out that many, many moons later, the pretextual reason for the subsequent invasion was weapons of mass destruction, and none were found there. There is a goodly amount of time between 1990 and 2003, and it is documented that Saddam Hussein did deploy chemical and biological weapons on his own people around the time that these Iraqgate allegations were made. So I just wanted to clarify that, lest there be any confusion. We're always trying to get it right here. Having checked that box, let's go to the phone lines. If you want to comment on Donald Trump's, I can't call it speech, can't call it a platform, rambling set of remarks.
I was going to call it bits of blather. I've been holding on to that one.
Oh,
bits,
I like
it. It's a little too nice for him, but bits of blather.
But yeah, blather. I always like the word blather. It's so descriptive. Mark from Prairie du Sac, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show.
Oh, you just had to open up that hornet's nest in my brain about the whole Iraq thing and the whole Iran-Contra. And it just, I was frosted about that back in the 1980s, so I was actually paying attention back then. It wouldn't surprise me that if the rescue mission that Jimmy Carter tried to stage for the hostage was sabotaged by somebody.
Well, that's thanks, Mark. That is precisely what many people allege, that Ronald Reagan made a deal with the Ayatollah Khomeini to basically undermine the deal that Jimmy Carter was setting up for the freeing of the hostages, and thus ushered Reagan into a pretty easy victory in 1980. That's the entire problem. Cam, Hello, Cam. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show.
Oh, hey. Yeah. So, I don't even remember what my original point was. I called in a while ago, but it went right out the window as soon as you played the bit from Trump today, where he said the nonsense about 7th, 8th, and 9th, and then even after birth, execution of babies.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know that they like to stretch the truth, and sometimes it's just nonsense. Most of the times it's nonsense. Is there anything that they're, like, one specific case that they're picking up on where there was a quote-unquote execution of someone after 9 months? I'm leaning on nonsense because I've never heard that, but oh, my God.
Listen, the harsh reality of some of these things is that very late-term abortions have occurred, okay? And the medical details surrounding those procedures, I think, would be shocking to many people. The reality is that 99% of abortions have nothing to do with that. The reality is that even the 1% that are later-term abortions often have to do with incredibly serious life-threatening complications for the life of the mother. That's what's going on here. I do not myself know offhand of any documented case of what I would call the most morally challenging sort of late-term abortion as referenced by the president. My problem with the former president, my problem with these sorts of remarks is that it scares people of goodwill and good conscience. You hear that and you're like, that is abhorrent, I think, to many people. But the reality is that that is a grotesque distortion. It is tantamount to a lie. Now, there were more lies told by Donald Trump this afternoon. Let's take a listen. We're actually going to take the January 6th. This is going to be cut 4. Let's listen to what Donald Trump had to say about January 6th.
Once I got indicted the first time, I got indicted 4 times. Think of it. 4 times for nothing. They say J6. J6. Nancy Pelosi didn't call in the police. I said, I will send you 10,000 soldiers. She didn't want them. And the mayor of Washington, in writing, didn't want them. And by the way, the hoax committee that they set up, I call it the unselect committee. I always like that term, the unselect. But the unselect committee damaged and threw out all of the evidence. Did you know that? And nobody does anything.
Okay, so let's talk about those lies. Trump did not offer 10,000 soldiers to protect the Capitol. That is an out-and-out proven lie. He has claimed this before. The official Department of Defense timeline of events associated with January 6th, no such order was ever given by the president. No such order was ever given by the president. That is according to the Department of Defense. Oh, yeah, and the mayor that he just talked about, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, actually asked for National Guard troops to be deployed that day, and DOD turned her down. The lie is that he did everything to keep the National Guard from interfering in his conspiracy to stop the peaceful transfer of power, threaten Mike Pence's life, and keep himself installed as a now authoritarian dictator. That's what actually happened. It's all lies. Oh, this bit about the unselect committee and destroying evidence. That's not how this works, you doof. I mean, we don't present evidence to a congressional committee and then, you know, it only exists in one form. There's only one copy of the document. Then we just all go out back and torch it all. All this stuff is digitized and exists in many, many copies. And by the way, Jack Smith has even more evidence. I say, let's see the evidence, Donald. Let's actually have a trial, you know, and test the evidence in a court of law because we're a nation of laws. Stop lying, the former MAGA president. We'll take more of the sound and I'll fact check that too after these brief messages.
Open up, everything's waiting.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's not just Wisconsin corn and soybean growers that were perplexed by the mild winter we experienced. I'm Pam Yonke with a wrap-up on the agribusiness news for a Wednesday afternoon. Our Wisconsin ginseng growers also keeping an eye on the warmer-than-expected temperatures and the drier-than-expected moisture levels in their soils. Kirk Bauman is with Bauman Company, a Wisconsin ginseng producer, and he said in reality, those drier conditions not so bad for Wisconsin ginseng.
Ginseng, with our shaded structure that goes over the plants, we have to shade them at 80%. We retain a lot of moisture in the gardens. So if corn, soybean, you know, is on the dry side and they're struggling, we're happy. The other farmers aren't happy, but that's good for the ginseng industry. Mm-hmm. So the last couple of years have been a little bit on the drier side, so the gardens that we do have should be on the healthier side.
Kirk Bauman with Bauman Ginseng out of Wausau, Wisconsin, one of the board of director members for the Wisconsin ginseng growers. He said this year there'll be about 100 growers producing that crop. Markets, as we wrap up a Wednesday, improvement on corn, soybeans, and dairy. Wheat, not so much. Numbers are next.
The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association is kicking off a podcast series that tours specialty crop destinations across the state. Over the next several months, we'll visit strawberry patches, hop gardens, sweet corn stands, and more. WADA Executive Director Sheila Everhart says Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism has a lot to offer.
Wisconsin truly is America's agricultural tourism destination. And agricultural tourism is a way for us to promote specialty crops. It's a way for all of us farmers to work together to bring economic prosperity to our rural communities. It's a way for farmers to have an additional revenue stream to keep that farmland in production, to keep that next generation on the farm.
Learn more at gowiagtourism.com.
So on a Wednesday afternoon in Chicago, our December new crop corn closed 3.25 cents higher at 4.72¾. November new crop beans up 5.5 at 11.65. July wheat down 4 at 5.99¼. The dairy markets, barrel cheese was unchanged at 185.5. 40-pound block cheese gained 2 at 176¾. AA butter up 4, $3.5 per pound. Now, the fluid milk contracts for milk that goes into cheese slipping a little bit. Right now, June milk's down 14 at 18.50 to 100 weight. July down 7 at 18.83 a 100 weight. There's your market snapshot. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Windy today, with gusts peaking at 35 miles per hour under mostly sunny skies. High temperatures will tap the low 70s and clouds will thicken overnight. This as showers and thunderstorms strike tomorrow all day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we celebrate a very special birthday. What famous bear turns 80 years old? Only you can prevent forest fires.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Shirt, no.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big day for news. Former MAGA president was here. We've been listening to some of the sound. I'm going to continue to dig into that if you want to join the conversation. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And don't forget that your smart speaker will play the Civic Media Radio Network. You need only say play Civic Media or play WMDX if you happen to be in Madison, or WAUK if you're here in the walk. So check that out. Also, tonight, the 3rd Congressional District Forum is happening at the Student Union Theater in La Crosse. That kicks off at 6:30. It is the second of 4 forums focused on the Democratic primary for the 3rd CD. You can hear that forum live on Civic Media on WLCX La Crosse, WCFW Chippewa Falls, WRCE Richland Center, and of course, WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. Go check that out tonight. Since there's no Brewers game, they took down the Tampa Bay Rays 7-1. That game just finishing up a few minutes ago. So the former MAGA president was in Waukesha today having another concert vibe slash tent revival cult thing, littered with lies and scare tactics. Don't be duped. I care about you. We can do. Let's go back to. I keep saying, let's go back to disagreeing about tax policy and how to fund Medicare better and how to make sure Social Security works for every American. Well, let's. I yearn for those days of wonky policy disagreements. We'll get back there. But for now, let's coalesce around maybe we don't want to be duped or lied to and misdirected and have fears and divisions sown by our leaders. Maybe less of that. But just for context, Joe Biden has been to Wisconsin 3 times since the beginning of this year. That's 3 times in 2024 alone. He's made 10 trips to Wisconsin in total during his presidency. Vice President Harris, she was most recently here April 22nd. She was in La Crosse. She was in Madison in March, and she was in Waukesha right here in January. The First Lady also in Waukesha in March. By comparison, the last time Donald Trump before today was in Wisconsin was in August 2022. Oops. Been a little while. I think you might have popped into Green Bay for a little short stint on April 2nd, but before then, it was August of 2022. It's funny, we haven't seen Donald Trump's vice president here at all campaigning for him. It's weird. Who is that again?
I was just about to ask Maggie, who would that even be?
Is that Hang Mike Pence? Is that Hang Mike Pence?
Couldn't be.
I think it's Hang Mike Pence. Biden had something to say about that just this past weekend.
Is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me.
Yes. Yeah. Funny. I also haven't seen Melania here either. Not on the stump. So, it's ironic to me, of course, conservatives criticized Hillary Clinton in 2016. You didn't pay enough attention to Wisconsin. Well, now President Biden and his wife, Jill, and Vice President Harris, they're paying attention to Wisconsin. And guess what? The Republicans, that's not right either. Republican strategist Brandon Schultz said even Republicans who are not firm backers of Trump, the front runner for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination, are driven to defeat Biden. Quote, Republicans are like sharks smelling blood in the water. They see Biden is weak. Biden can come to Wisconsin 1,000 times, and I don't think it's going to change his position.
Can't win.
No. I always like an end zone or goalposts that keep moving around.
Yeah, that's the best part of sports, when someone picks up the goal and runs away with it. That makes for a really fun, fair game. Right, Maggie?
Oh, yes. That's listen. I was I was a second row rugby player or a lock. These are the workhorses on the rugby pitch. The last thing I wanted to see was that rugby ball getting kicked all over the place, because that meant I was just trucking myself up and down the pitch. No. I like close in rugby, less running. Let's listen to some more sound, because this one is particularly out there. I'm going to challenge us all, conservatives and libertarians and independents and undecideds. Let's challenge us all to see if we can follow the bouncing ball in this set of remarks from the president just about an hour ago. This is going to be cut number two, Anya.
Crooked Joe is flooding our country with millions and millions of low-wage migrants from crime-ridden countries all over the world. This isn't just South America. They're coming from all over the world. Last week, 22 from the Congo in Africa. They're coming from Africa. They're coming from Asia. They're coming from the Middle East. We're bombing Yemen. Here we go again with the bombs, right? A phone call could solve the problem in about 2 minutes if you had a president that knew what the hell to say. Here we go with those bombs. Let's drop bombs. Let's kill everybody. That's what they say. Let's go and kill everybody. $1 million a bomb. Each bomb, average price, $1 million. Let's bomb the hell out of these countries that don't want to be bombed. You can make a deal. I made deals.
Whew. Let's just start with the dog whistles, shall we? 22 from the Congo in Africa. They're coming from Asia and the Middle East. I think that is literally the top five greatest hits of Americans' most notorious racists. And listen, I, just like my guest at 2:30, former Congressman Joe Walsh, I do not believe that my conservative friends think of themselves or want to be racists. I just don't know. That's not who folks are. That's not who Wisconsinites are. No, there's a faction, but the vast majority of people, that's not how they're trying to operate in their day-to-day lives. But if the guy that you're maybe going to vote for constantly rolls out racial stereotypes and scare tactics that are about people's race, that's racist. See? And then he goes from that, ball bounces over to Yemen. What? Is that what the teleprompter is doing? Insert random racist comments here, like in a bracket. And then, like, Yemen, please riff.
You think that was on the teleprompter? I don't think so.
It just, I would like our president to be someone who can express a cogent and complete train of thought. Forget for a moment even the racism, even the politics. Cogent train of thought that can move through a number of points that stitch together into a thoughtful and articulate set of policy positions that they are proposing for the American people for their term as president. Is that too much to ask? Cogency? I suppose what we should listen, since we're talking about fear tactics and scaring people. And by the way, when he talks about these things, what I'm thinking about are all of the family farms and all the farms in the state of Wisconsin and other massive agricultural states as well that rely on seasonal workers, some of whom are migrants. It would cripple our family farms. It would cripple the U.S. agricultural industry if we did this. This is cut number five.
By allowing millions and millions, which is not sustainable, of people coming into our country through the southern border, and many, many really bad ones, okay? Many, many bad ones. You're going to destroy Social Security. You're going to destroy Medicare. You're going to destroy the fabric of the country. It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country. And they're going to destroy our country. So we're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country. We have no choice.
The cheering goes on for a while. In the Time magazine article, he actually talks about deporting 20 million people, many of them from jails and prisons and mental institutions. The undocumented population in the United States is estimated to be around 11.5 million.
So where does that next 9 million come from, huh?
Are they from Congo and Asia? And I say all this to say, you'll destroy our country if you, first of all, we don't have the man and woman power to round up nearly 12 million people. We don't have detention facilities. And even undocumented people are entitled to many, not all, but many constitutional rights. And they are definitely entitled to due process. We don't have the legal system for that. Oh, guess what we did have? We had a bill that Joe Biden said he would sign that would give us more Border Patrol agents, more detention facilities, yes, more immigration judges to ensure due process, some human dignity, but to get people deported, yes, that didn't have a legal basis to be here. Read asylum. There was that bill, but according to a senator, a Republican senator, Donald Trump is the one that's responsible for killing that. Donald Trump. So I don't get why it's okay for any of us to accept someone that's running on scare tactics and this legitimate challenge that we have about what to do about our southern border, what is the most appropriate way to deal with an incredible influx of human beings in incredible need coming to our country. We had a bill that would help address that. But we're going to allow him to campaign on an issue that he intentionally set back, that he intentionally kept our government from doing something about? How is that okay? I just don't get it. I think we've spent enough time on the Cheeto.
Probably. My hands are kind of orange dusted now after all this. I don't like this.
Yeah, probably not. Not good.
Not good.
I do want to set up. I'm going to talk about this more likely tomorrow, but we'll get it started. Maybe I'll get through it. But I want to talk about the Vice President Olympics that are now going on, because there is a whole set of people jockeying to be Donald Trump's running mate. The storied list includes J.D. Vance, Elise Stefanik, Rick Scott, Doug Burgum. You won't remember who he is. He's the governor of North Dakota. And Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, as well as South Dakota's governor, Kristi Noem. Kristi Noem, so much to say here. I'm sure most of you have heard about this book that she's got coming out. I'm going to spend a little time on that, but also the potential legal problem of Marco Rubio as a vice presidential potential running mate for Donald Trump. So we're going to have the first installment of the Vice Presidential Olympics after these brief messages. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us for the last segment of the afternoon. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Back with all of you in just a moment.
Bruises on both my knees. Don't say thank you, oh please. I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul, so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety.
What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 3:50 in the afternoon. I'm going to be back tomorrow with a special guest, Liana Fix from the Council on Foreign Relations. One of a series of interviews and thinkings that we will do together to help us understand what I think sometimes turns people off a little bit, because foreign policy is complicated and it's difficult, and it doesn't really work in sound bites. So we're going to dig in, and we've got a couple of special episodes that Anya and I are going to do together next week. I'll tell you more about those tomorrow. But for right now, I want to talk about the VP Olympics, a whole gamut of people vying to be Donald Trump's running mate. All kinds of performative politics going on. And most notoriously and most recently, the Cruella de Vil of South Dakota, Miss Kristi Noem, is putting out a biography. And in probably what has to be one of the most ridiculous political miscalculations I've seen in a long, long time, she admits in this book to killing the family's pointer dog by putting a bullet in its brain point blank and pushing it into a gravel pit, which didn't end the killing spree that day. She then went and got one of the family's smelly goats that she didn't like, cocked the shotgun and shot it point blank, but the goat bucked and she was out of shells. So as the goat lay writhing on the ground in pain, she had to walk back to her truck because it wasn't on the edge of the gravel pit, get more shotgun shells, walk back, and then finish executing the goat, who was smelly and aggressive by her terms. Yeah, some goats are aggressive. And apparently this was a male goat, had not been spayed or neutered, which is the one for male, is it neutered?
I don't. The only word I can think of is castrated.
Castrated. Okay, yeah. That hadn't happened. So yes, there can be some aggression. They had a farm. The dog was a pointer dog. Why did they kill it? Well, she always hated the dog. These are her words, not mine. Always hated the dog. And after she had taken it out, it was, I think, somewhere in the ballpark of 14 months old. So still a puppy, a pointer, which is a hunting dog, particularly a bird dog, if you will. She had taken the dog out on a bird hunt. You know, sometimes dogs can be hard to train, and it was a little rambunctious. And on the way back from the bird hunt, the dog took off, actually pointed at a bird. It just happened to be a neighbor's chicken and killed the chicken. The dog's doing what's in its DNA. She paid the neighbor for the chicken and then shot the dog. Dog's name was Cricket. Daughter came home shortly after this and went, "Where's Cricket?" This is animal cruelty by any measure, and the cruelty is indeed the point. Why? One has to ask, would you include such a story in your own biography? Hey, check out this really terrible, awful, no good, very bad Cruella de Vil cartoonishly cruel thing that I did. She even points out in the book that there was a construction crew nearby the gravel pit, and that the sight of her executing two of her family's, one pet, one farm animal, family farm animal, and hoisting their dead carcasses into the gravel pit sort of caused the grizzled South Dakotan construction crew to stop what they were doing and stare agape at her cartoonish cruelty. And she recounts this basically like, I do hard things. I'm sorry. That's not a hard thing. Shooting an animal who is defenseless in the head with a rifle isn't a hard thing. In fact, it's the easiest thing. Guess what is hard? Training a dog sometimes. Guess what's hard? Taking a dog and maybe working on rehousing it. Making sure that your goats are properly penned so that the uncastrated male goats can't display the aggression that, again, is in their DNA, which you would know since you live on a farm. Christy Noem, it is an open secret in Republican MAGA circles that she has had a long-standing affair with Corey Lewandowski. She's married with kids. Corey Lewandowski, not her husband. Corey Lewandowski, also infamous for unsolicited, unwelcomed sexual assault, butt grabbing, not the terrible, terrible kind, and the like. Their detailed history and evidence indicating the facts of their affair put forward by The Guardian at length. I won't go into it, but just in case anybody's keeping score here in the VP Olympics, South Dakotan Governor Christy Noem checking the boxes for unbelievable cartoonish animal cruelty, also adultery. And as if this wasn't quite enough, she greased the skids for her daughter's appraiser license through state government. This is her trying to explain that away.
We've got like just enough time for it.
Let's give her a go. I might wrap it up. Let's take a little. This is her. And she got rung up by like a state ethics commission for this. This is her trying to explain this away.
On my daughter Cassidy's certification to become a real estate appraiser. There's a lot of speculation and innuendo in the media. And I wanted to take a second to set the record straight. I never once asked for special treatment for Cassidy. She is my daughter and I'm proud of her. I raised her to accomplish things on her own, just like my parents raised me. Other appraisers went through the exact same process that Cassidy did. And I'll be honest, my administration started fixing that process, and it was way too difficult. Appraisers weren't getting certified, and South Dakotans were having to wait much longer to buy a home than in other states. This system had been broken for decades.
Oh, it wasn't about your kid. It was about the broken appraisal certification system. And so I'm sure except for the South Dakota Ethics Board, who said that it found sufficient information that the governor may have, quote, engaged in misconduct when she, by their accounting, intervened in her daughter's application for a real estate appraiser license. And last but surely not least, Christy Noem got some veneers recently. Put it all out on social media, but she went to Texas. I don't know if I'm a cosmetic dentist in South Dakota. I might be a little mad that she took her free veneers from a Texas cosmetic dentist. So if you're keeping score, the dog killing, influence peddling, adulterous Cruella DeVille with the fake teeth from Texas, she's high on the list for the VP contenders. Makes me sleep easy at night. That's it for this episode. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but always remember, it's better when we stand together.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates, Donald Trump in Waukesha. Crudy will be there. He'll bring you the MAGA on the street. Everything you need to know. Devil's Advocates. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's Big Deals at WRJN.com.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.